Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, we begin with Newsline. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo inaugurates Cianjur Square. Badfenas targets all sanitation in Indonesia feasible by 2024. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo inaugurated the Cianjur District Square during a walking visit to Cianjur District West Java. In his remarks, President Joko Widodo admitted having long received reports regarding the construction of the square. He hopes that the existence of Cianjur Square can be an inspiration for all districts or cities in Indonesia. According to him, the existence of the square in a district city can be used as a public space for the community.
Ini akan menjadi inspirasi sehingga nanti 500 kabupaten 500.
This will be an inspiration so that later 514 districts or cities in all Indonesia will want to update a little bit so that it is rich in the Cianjur Square. This is public space. This square is a public space. This is a social space. This is a cultural space and this is a democratic space. Too, since in the past the square did function like that. In addition to integrating the Cianjur Square, President Joko Widodo also directly observed the existence of Cianjur Square. Inside the square, he witnessed the extraction of gashin, top gain that was sound by a number of children. He even participated in playing the top gain, which was witnessed by a number of people. In addition, President Joko Widodo also witnessed dance performances by Mempo Arts and Culture. This is the attraction of Cianjur Martial Art, which is played by some personnel of Indonesian Armed Forces TNI and National Police Polri and children. President Joko Widodo handed over 115 Wakaf certificates to the community at Al-Ittihad Mosque, Al-Ittihad Islamic Boarding School in Karang Tengah Sub-District Cianjur West Java. On this occasion, President Joko Widodo said that the government accelerates the Wakaf certification process to avoid dispute in Cianjur District. The Wakaf land certificate was handed over to the administrators of mosques, prayer rooms, madrasas, and Islam education institutions after performing Friday prayers at the Al-Ittihad Mosque along with the ulama kiai and santri of the Islamic boarding school.
Siang hari ini telah kita serahkan 115 sertifikat.
We have handed over 115 wakaf certificates to all of us today. Why do we do this certificate and accelerate? Every time I go to the area, every time I enter the village, every time I enter the village, many people have been giving me input regarding land dispute. Land dispute, land conflict, it's mainly related to Wakaf land. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo also ordered his staff to immediately settle the affairs of certificate relating to mosques, prayer rooms, madrasas, and places of Islamic education. On the occasion, he immediately asked head of the local national land agency regarding the target of completion of certification in Cianjur area and its surroundings. Targeted in 2024, all land in the region has been certified. Those who were present at the occasion accompanied President Joko Widodo were Minister of State Secretary Pratikno, Presidential Staff Coordinator Teten Mas Duki, and West Java Governor Ridwan Kamil. The government is trying to deal with waste management. One of them is through centralized and local domestic waste water management system program. At the press conference of the national seminar with the team Technology for Domestic Waste Water Management Systems in Jakarta on Friday, Director of Urban Housing and Settlement at the Minister of National Development Planning or BAPNAS, Tri Dewi Wirjayanti explained that the government has prepared sanitation program until 2030.
2024 kita rencana kalau sanitasi
sudah bisa 2024 we will plan that 100% of sanitation is still feasible. From being feasible, we have to move to safe, which is really good management. From the septic tank, it must be sucked. Now, that's probably the next homework. We already have 100% desalination access in 2024. Later in 2030, we will increase our safety by 50%. Actually, sanitation has become our priority since its development began. It has only become a concern for the last 10 years. The selection of appropriate domestic wastewater treatment technology, both conventional and mechanical, will determine the final result of the quality of domestic wastewater before being discharged into waterways. Along with the Minister of Health, Bappenas will also provide information to the community on the importance of clean, proper and safe sanitation for children's health to prevent stunting. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Through the exchange of knowledge and technology involving the cooperation among the Indonesian government, private companies, and USAID, there is the potential for Indonesia to radically reduce the amount of waste finding itself into waterways and onto the streets. At the Ambara Hotel in Jakarta on Friday, stakeholders involved in improving sanitary condition, including the Indonesian Urban Water and Sanitation and Hygiene Program, UAS, and for Kalimt, the Association for Wastewater Operators, outlined how cooperation between public and private parties could radically improve Indonesian waste management systems. According to UAS, Technical and Institutional Development Advisor for Bustran, improved utilization of septic tanks could function as a top-gate measure for citizens until the completion of city sewerage systems.
There's still a high incidence of diarrhea with the children. There is still problems with stunting, because of problems directly contributed to poor sanitation. And by having this program and letting the cities take responsibility of pushing people building better septic tank, not wait for sewerage, but that takes forever and ever and ever. So that will be the benefit. Once city starts to be cleaner, river gets cleaner, people will get more healthy, more productive also. The children will go to school.
Through a good neighbor program, more people could be made aware of improved waste storage techniques, with many members of the public unaware of government subsidies and microfinance opportunities that can cover the expense of installing a septic tank. According to the UAS Development Advisor, Indonesia should improve the quality of its public sanitation, as Malaysia and Thailand have done. But the last few years, there has been substantial government momentum to try to improve the quality of waste management. Minister of Communication and Informatics Rudiantara reminded the media industry, especially the print media, not to worry about digitalization, which continues to grow along with the times. He believes the media industry can continue to survive even though the digitalization era continues to grow. However, there are conditions that must be met so that the media industry can continue to survive and the occurrence of digital progress. The key in question is innovation in the field of content presented. To carry out the innovation, the media industry requires strong and professional human resources. This was stated by Minister Rudiantara at the Mass Media National Convention in a series of 2019 National Press Day commemoration, which was held at the Sheraton Hotel Surabaya on Friday. Minister of Industry Airlangga Hartarto asked for the millennial generation, including the santri, students of Islamic boarding school, to become industrial entrepreneurs in the digital sector through the Life Skill Program and the Islamic Boarding School PAC. The Life Program is training and mentoring activity to develop creative potential for selected santri and alumni for several Islamic boarding school to become professionals in the field of visual arts, animation, and multimedia according to current industry standards. This was stated by Minister Airlangga through his statement in Jakarta on Friday. Indonesia is targeted to enter the ranks of the top 10 strongest economies in the world by 2030 with contribution from digital industry sector. To encourage the growth of small and medium industries in the era of Industrial Revolution 4.0, The Minister of Industry has also released the IKM eSmart program. This program can be applied in entrepreneur activities. The last item, Indonesian players at badminton once again made the national anthem Indonesia Raya echoed abroad. This time the Indonesian national anthem was played twice in Iran. This is thanks to the struggle of a women's double Nita Violina Marwa and Putri Saika and men's double Adnan Maulana and Gifari Anandava Prihardika in the final of the 20th Iran Fajar Badminton International Challenge 2019 in Karachi City, Iran on Thursday. And the women's doubles Nita Violina Marwa and Putri Saika successfully beat first seed from Turkey Pengisu Ersetin and Naslikan Inci through the match of two straight sets 21-17, 21-18. Nita, in a release received by Republika.co.id on Friday, said that she was very happy with this result. The men's doubles final competed between Adnan Maulana and Gipari Anandava Prihardika's pair against Pramudia Kusumawardana and Jeremia Erit Yose Yakob. Adnan and Gipari pair excel straight game 21-18, 21-13 within 30 minutes. Thus, Indonesia won two gold medals, each in the women's and men's doubles, two silver medals in the women's singles and men's doubles, and one bronze medal in the men's double pair, Leo Roli, Carnando, and Daniel Martin. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is news from across the country. I'll start the news from Indonesia with info from Kulon Progo, Yogyakarta. Five villages in Kulon Progo Regency, Yogyakarta Special Region received a water supply and sanitation program from the World Bank to meet the needs of clean water in the region. Kulon Progo Deputy Regent Sutejo said on Thursday that he hoped that this can be utilized and managed by the community. They can maintain the source of the spring by planting trees. Meanwhile, Sub-District Chief Lenda Sutrisno said the program for providing drinking water and sanitation in Pereng included three hamlets, namely Pereng, Temben, and Benduk. It is very helpful for the villagers during long droughts. Every year, there are over 200 families lacking water during the dry season. This year, the program can serve 100 families. The next news came from Jayapura, Papua. The Barongsai or Chinese Lion Dance attraction hosted by the Papua Golden Tiger Art Studio, which members are indigenous Papuan and live on the Chinese New Year celebration at the Arya Dharma Temple in Jayapura City, Papua on Tuesday. Visitors to the temple who came to burn incense and pray were being treated to lion dance attractions. The chairperson of Arya Dharma Skyland Vihara Foundation in Jayapura, Teddy Wandianto, said this Chinese New Year celebration was an event for the Indonesian Chinese to stay in touch with fellow citizens on Papua Island. According to Teddy, the Chinese New Year celebration is also a time for Chinese people to express gratitude for having passed the previous year well and entering in the new year or season. He explained that in this land peak year, he hoped the security conditions in Papua ahead of the presidential and legislative elections could run safely and smoothly. The latest news came from Medan, North Sumatra. Commemorating 2019 National Press Day, the government of North Sumatra Province in collaboration with the Center for the Study of History and Social Sciences of the State University of Medan, UNIMED, and the House of Social Sciences Medan, held one century exhibition of newspapers, published in 1923 until 1970 in Medan. The exhibition took place at the North Sumatra Governor's Office from February 6 to 8. Head of North Sumatra's Public Relations and Protocol Bureau, Ilyas Sitorus in Medan, said on Monday that the exhibition featured around 80 newspapers, both repro and originals obtained from the Netherlands, Germany, and cities on the island of Java. He said the exhibition was held to commemorate and remember the history of the press in North Sumatra, which was already well known. The North Sumatra press figure, Muhammad Said, once said that from 1886 to 1942, there were 133 publications in the area. According to him, the number of newspapers in North Sumatra then was unmatched by any city in Southeast Asia. Ilya said the exhibition had important values to be a reflection of the strong media struggle in North Sumatra more than 100 years ago. Well, listener, that was news from Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. Listener, we begin our program Today in History with the information about the Indonesian Journalist Association Day. The Indonesian Journalist Association Day is an important momentum for Indonesian people to remember the day when the Indonesian Journalist Association, or PWI, was established on 9th of February 1946 in Surakarta, or Solo. It is the first journalist association in Indonesia whose members are journalists that are spread across Indonesia. The next information is about the Cavalry Day. The Cavalry Day is a historical momentum for Indonesian people to remember the anniversary of the Indonesian Cavalry, or better known as the Cavalry Battalion. The Armored Forces Unit of the Indonesian Army was established on 9th of February 1950 based on the decree issued by Chief of the Indonesian Army. The Indonesian cavalry troops consist of 600 to 1,000 personnel. Cavalry unit usually uses military vehicle like tank. The last information is about the Indonesian National Air Defense Forces Day. The Indonesian National Air Defense Forces Command Day was established on 9th of February 1962. It is the most important command of the Indonesian military army, which aims to monitor aircrafts entering Indonesian territory. The Indonesian National Air Defense Forces Command is supported by radar unit of the Indonesian Air Force to perform their responsibilities across Indonesia. That was Today in History.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mengerti
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Bila Rasaku, Ini Rasamu, sung by Nania. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, welcome back to My Indonesia. In today's edition, we will bring a topic about the highest economic growth 2018 in 5 years. Head of the Central Bureau of Statistics, Suharyanto, in Jakarta on Wednesday, February 6th, announced that Indonesia's economic growth in 2018 reached 5.17%. Although not achieving the target of 5.4%, the economic growth last year was the highest in the last 5 years. Suharyanto detailed economic growth in 2014 was 5.01%. A year later, the growth had slowed to 4.88%. In 2016, the economy began to recover by recording 5.03% growth and rising again to 5.07% in 2017. Suharyanto said that the growth rate above 5% should be grateful in the midst of global economic conditions, which were uncertain in the direction and the decline of commodity prices. According to Suharyanto, in terms of expenditure, Indonesia's economy last year was still supported by household consumption and investment. Society consumption was the highest source of growth of 2.74%. Meanwhile, the investment of gross capital formation was 2.17%. In public consumption, the household consumption became the main driving motor with a portion of more than 50%. Suharyanto added that the National Online Shopping Day, December 12, 2018, also affected the trade sector and economic growth. Bank Indonesia positively looked at economic growth in the fourth quarter of 2018. Monetary Authority considered that the fourth quarter of 2018 economic growth that remained solid showed the momentum of Indonesia's economic growth to continue to be maintained amid the slower world economic growth. Meanwhile, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution said that he was satisfied with a growth rate of 5.17%. According to Darmin, the recovery in household consumption was caused by improved public purchasing power. One of the supporting factors was the disbursement of the social expenditure budget from the government throughout 2018. Minister of Trade Enggar Tisto Lukita also responded positively to the Central Bureau Statistics report. According to him, Indonesia's economic growth of 5.17% should be appreciated. In the midst of uncertain global economic conditions, the Indonesian economy could still grow well. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hanya mata dan sesal ku rasa di depanku kau bercinta. Kau ingkari janjimu untuk setia bersamaku. Kini kau takkan lagi menyentuhmu. Pergi dan jangan kembali. Ku ingin sendiri perjalanan panjang cinta kita. Sekejap kau hancurkan selamanya. Inikah takdir untukku dicintai untuk disakiti? Ku tahu kau masih sayang dan menyesal.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Mencintai Tuk Disakiti, sang by Ari. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, now we will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you Pango-Pango in Toraja, South Sulawesi Province. Besides its uniqueness of culture, Toraja also has various kinds of tourism destinations which are worthy to be visited. One of them is Pango-Pango. It passed a distance, around 7 kilometers from center of Makale City, and makes Pango-Pango tourism object have many points and its beautiful scenery are immortalized. Because its location is on hill, a lot of local people call it as country on the cloud. In addition, the beauty of its view. According to the story, in the past, the place was used by Japanese soldiers to monitor opponents' movements. In addition to its beautiful scenery, Pango-Pango has also fresh air. It has agro-tourism concept with various plantations, such as coffee, cocoa, corn, and many others. Those plantations are managed traditionally by local people, and they do not use pesticide. So we guarantee the plantation products are fresh. At these plantations, tourists are prohibited to pick fruits and vegetables. Arriving at the tourism object, visitors will see dense green trees and bush. But you do not have to worry because there is a road to make visitors easy to go there. On the hill, the visitors can find gazebo to take rest while seeing beautiful panorama and feeling fresh air. Don't forget to take pictures at Pine Forest and take picture the scenery when sunset. In addition to the plantation, the visitors can also find various interesting playing grounds, such as flying fox, hanging bridge, swing, and camping ground. To enter this tourism object, the visitors only pay entrance ticket 10,000 rupiah, and if they pick the plantation products, they must pay in accordance with the price that has been set by tourism object management. Toraja coffee is well known of its taste. You can enjoy Toraja coffee at the stalls that are managed by local people and regional government of Tanah Toraja. The visitors can directly involve in coffee making process until it is ready to be drunk. That was our segment Indonesian Wonderful today. I'm Bodhisattva Adela. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia.
That was Masih Cinta, sung by Kotak. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz on www.voinews.id. Listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Radar World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Miss Eleni. This edition explores the topic of 99 festivals in 2019 from the festival city Banyuwangi, East Java. Stay tuned into Radar World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on 9525 kHz or at www.voinews.id. Listener, Banyuwangi is located in the east of Java Island, deserves to be called as the festival city. Every year, Banyuwangi always holds various major and exciting festivals. The number of the festival held in the city keeps increasing every year. In 2012, there were 12 festivals and in 2018, there were an increase as many as 75 festivals. Meanwhile, this year, there will be 99 festivals to be held in Banyuwangi, East Java. The 99 festivals in Banyuwangi are gathered in Majestic Banyuwangi Festival that consists of 20 export events, 17 music events, 16 culinary events and innovation, 30 religious events, and 8 digital events with millennial theme. The events will be held in 2019. Last January, the Lembah Ijen Festival was held. Meanwhile, in February, the festivals to be held are Chocolate Chase, Food Festival, and Sport Festival for students. April and September are the months on which some interesting festivals with cultural theme will be held. The festivals are more lustrous by the infrastructure quality enhancement prepared by the government. One of them is the opening of direct flight route from Banyuwangi to Malaysia through Banyuwangi International Airport. The festivals are expected to be able to increase the number of both domestic and international tourists visiting Indonesia, especially the eastmost part of Java Island, which is known as Blambangan. That was Miscellany for today, featuring 99 festivals in 2019 from the festival city Banyuwangi, East Java. I'm Putri Safitriadela. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bagai matahari dan bulan purnama, aku dan dirimu tak lagi bersama.
Beritahukan dunia kini.
Voice of Indonesia.
Datwa salamku untuk kekasihmu yang baru, Sang Bairan Fit Kahitna. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Meet again with me, Putri, in Music Corner segment. In today's edition, we present information on a song in keroncong genre entitled Mawar Sakuntum. The song is original keroncong song that was sung by Indonesian singers including Bram Aceh. Mawar Sakuntum is a parable for the coveted woman. Bram Aceh is an Indonesian singer from Aceh. His skill to sing songs, especially keroncong songs, is undoubted anymore. A nickname as Bapak Keroncong Indonesia, or in English means Father of Indonesian Keroncong, was given to him. Well, listener, here is Mawar Sakuntum sung by Bram Aceh.
Kesuman sanjungan asmara hatiku selagi rindu merindukan kasih darah suci ingin bersama bahagia. Aku menanti ingin memetik seguntung.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was our segments of English Bulletin for today. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia at 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to like and comment on Facebook fan page Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at @voiindonesia, and send your email to voi@voinews.id.